Can you formal give it to me?
¿Puede dármelo? ¿Puede dármelo?
Can you give it to me this afternoon?
¿Puede dármelo esta tarde? ¿Puede dármelo esta tarde?
Can you give them to me this afternoon?
¿Puede dármelos esta tarde? ¿Puede dármelos esta tarde?
How would you say, I'm going to give it to you, informal?
Voy a dártelo. Voy a dártelo.
I'm going to give them to you this evening.
Voy a dártelos esta noche. Voy a dártelos esta noche.
How about I'm going to give them to you formal this evening?
Voy a dárselos esta noche. Voy a dárselos esta noche.
So again, what is I can in Spanish?
Puedo. Puedo.
Now, although you may not notice it, there is a very particular emphasis on part of the word in Spanish for I can. Let's listen to it again, but slowed down slightly.
Puedo. Puedo.
You may be able to tell that there is an emphasis on the first syllable there. The reason for this is that words that end in a vowel in Spanish are stressed on the next to last syllable, on the penultimate syllable. Now, I can in Spanish only has two syllables, so the next to last one also happens to be the first syllable. So let's listen to that again. I can is
puedo. Puedo.
So it's not puedo, with the emphasis at the end, but it's at the beginning. What is he can in Spanish?
Puede. Puede.
And once more, let's slow that down to he can, a very slow one.
Puede. Puede.
As I said a moment ago, words that end in a vowel in Spanish are stressed on the next to last syllable, on the penultimate syllable. I can ends in an O, he can ends in an E. And the stress is clearly placed on the syllable that is next to last, which again here happens to be the first syllable. But in a longer word, it could still be the second to last if it ends in a vowel. Words that end in a consonant, by contrast, are stressed on the final syllable. So, what is to speak in Spanish, to speak?
Hablar. Hablar.
So, to speak is not hablar. It is instead
hablar. Hablar.
With that emphasis, with it sort of being hit at the end of the word. English speakers, when they speak Spanish, often people with relatively good Spanish, often ignore the emphasis on the Spanish words. But it sometimes causes them to be misunderstood. It simply sounds confusing to the Spanish native speaker. This can happen in English. For instance, if you take the word information, which we're all familiar with, but you also have in formation. So a group of people who are standing in formation is different than the word information. There is a different emphasis in there. And if you use the wrong emphasis, it sounds odd. Or for instance, dessert and desert. There is a different emphasis on these words. If someone comes up to you who's not a native English speaker and says, "I'd like some desert," you might be confused. You might be thinking, well, perhaps you should go and buy some somewhere then. Whereas actually they're trying to say, "I'd like some dessert." Now, to us, we don't notice the difference in the intonation when we're speaking because it comes naturally, as it does to Spanish speakers. But of course, when you're learning Spanish, you need to learn at least something about the intonation in order to make it sure it's clear what it is you're saying. So let's try saying that again. How would you say "I can" with the emphasis placed clearly on the penultimate syllable, the next to last syllable, which here also happens to be the first? How would you say "I can"?
Puedo. Puedo.
And "he can"?
Puede. Puede.
As I said, words ending in a consonant, by contrast, are stressed on the final syllable. So, to speak, which ends in an R, how would you pronounce that?
Hablar. Hablar.
If it's not entirely clear to you at the moment, it will become clear the more you work through the course and the more you hear the natives. It will simply become obvious at a certain point. So one more time, what is "I can"?
Puedo. Puedo.
He can.
Puede. Puede.
You informal can.
Puedes. Puedes.
You more than one of you can.
Pueden. Pueden.
Now, the rule I've told you so far about Spanish intonation and where to put the pressure or the emphasis on the word, what I've so far told you is that if a word ends in a vowel, then it's stressed on the next to last syllable. But that if it ends in a consonant, it is stressed on the last syllable. Now, you may have noticed that the last two examples were stressed in exactly the same way as those words that end in a vowel. So let's go back to our examples again. What is "I can"?
Puedo. Puedo.
It ends in a vowel, and so it receives its stress on the next to last syllable. He can.
Puede. Puede.
Again, ending in a vowel, receiving its stress on the next to last syllable. You informal can.
Puedes. Puedes.
Now, this can, this you informal can, is spelt P-U-E-D-E-S. And so far I've told you that words that end in a consonant are stressed on the final syllable. And this is pretty much universally true in Spanish. However, as with anything, there is an exception. And this also applies to "you more than one of you can," which is
pueden. Pueden.
The exception is really quite a minor one. And there's a relatively easy way to remember. But let's review quickly the main rules. The first rule is that words ending in a vowel in Spanish are stressed on the next to last syllable. And words that end in a consonant in Spanish are stressed on the last syllable, on the final syllable. So that's the main rule and the most important to remember for Spanish. However, we've just seen two examples that don't follow that rule. Although they end with consonants, they're actually stressed on the penultimate syllable. So the stress on each of the four examples we've done so far falls in exactly the same place. So one more time, "I can."
Puedo.
He can.
Puede.
You informal can.
Puedes.
You more than one of you can or they can.
Pueden.
They are all stressed as though they all end with vowels, even though only two of them do. And I'm going to introduce something to explain this, which I call the onus rule. The onus rule tells us that words ending in N or S are exceptional and have a different onus to words ending in any of the other consonants. Unlike other consonants, words ending in N or S are stressed on the next to last syllable, exactly like words that end in vowels. So, we need to remember that words ending in N or S share the same onus. And fortunately, the word onus contains the letters N and S and should help you remember that they have a different onus to other consonants and the same onus as words that end in a vowel. Following this rule, they can will be pronounced how. How will you pronounce they can? Again, you're pronouncing it as though it ends with a vowel because it shares the same onus as a word ending with a vowel.
Pueden. Pueden.
So, the first consonant, which is also the one next to last, is the one that receives the stress. So, words ending in a vowel in Spanish are stressed on the next to last syllable, as are words which follow the onus rule. That's words that end in an N or an S. Again, both of these letters are conveniently contained within the word onus. Words ending in a consonant, by contrast, are stressed on the final syllable. Again, N and S are an exception to this, but words ending in consonants, other than those contained within the word onus, are stressed on the final syllable. So what is to speak, which ends in an R?
Hablar. Hablar.
To visit.
Visitar. Visitar.
To decorate.
Decorar. Decorar.
You may actually find that you've already got used to where the stress should be simply from having listened to and imitated our native speakers. This is actually probably the easiest way to get the correct stress when you're speaking Spanish. It's not something I would worry about terribly, but it's something that I wanted to point out as you develop as a Spanish speaker, you'll start to notice, particularly when other non-native Spanish speakers communicate in Spanish, you will notice very clearly when they place the stress on the wrong part of the word, because it will just sound very odd. Again, it will sound like the difference between dessert and desert. So again, what is to speak in Spanish?
Hablar. Hablar.
I speak in Spanish is
hablo, hablo.
You'll notice that I speak ends with an O, with a vowel. So the stress, once more, is on the next to last syllable. And there are only two syllables, so it's on the first syllable. How would you say I speak Spanish? Or I'm speaking Spanish, which is the same.
Hablo español. Hablo español.
How about I'm not speaking Spanish or I don't speak Spanish, which is the same?
No hablo español. No hablo español.
What's the word for English in Spanish?
Inglés. Inglés.
How would you say, I don't speak English?
No hablo inglés. No hablo inglés.
Again, what is to speak in Spanish?
Hablar. Hablar.
Now, hopefully, you can start to hear that the stress is towards the end of that word because it ends in a consonant. To say he speaks or she speaks or you formal speak, you're simply going to cut off the R, you're going to chop off the R from the end of to speak. To speak is spelt H-A-B-L-A-R. So you're going to cut the R off there, and that will give you he speaks or she speaks or you formal speak. How would you say it then? He speaks.
Habla. Habla.
Now, it's important to notice that because you've chopped off the R, it now ends in a vowel, so the stress has changed. So let's go back to speak, which was
hablar, hablar.
And now to he speaks.
Habla, habla.
So the stress has changed. This is something to get used to in Spanish, but knowing the rules, knowing that words ending in a consonant are stressed at the end, and where words ending in a vowel are stressed on the penultimate syllable, this makes it easier to understand the pronunciation and why things are said in the way they are. So again, what is he speaks?
Habla. Habla.
He speaks Spanish.
Habla español. Habla español.
She speaks Spanish.
Habla español. Habla español.
Emphasizing she speaks Spanish.
Ella habla español. Ella habla español.
Finally, you, formal, speak Spanish.
Usted habla español. Usted habla español.
So again, without the emphasis, how would you say you, formal, speak Spanish?
Habla español. Habla español.
How do you think you would say you informal speak Spanish?
Hablas español. Hablas español.
So once more you've simply added an S, as you've done so many times before. How about you, the two of you, both of you, or they speak Spanish?
Hablan español. Hablan español.
So, again, remember, these examples that are ending with an S, so you informal speak, H-A-B-L-A-S, or you more than one of you, or they speak, H-A-B-L-A-N, still receive their stress on the penultimate syllable, because words ending in an S or an N are different to other consonants and follow the onus rule. They have a different onus to the consonants, but they have the same onus as words ending in vowels. How would you say they don't speak Spanish?
No hablan español. No hablan español.
And again, how would you say he speaks?
Habla. Habla.
How do you think you'd say we speak?
Hablamos. Hablamos.
How would you say we don't speak Spanish?
No hablamos español. No hablamos español.
We don't speak Spanish, but we speak English.
No hablamos español, pero hablamos inglés. No hablamos español, pero hablamos inglés.
It's worth listening to that word, we speak, because it actually has more than just two syllables, it has three, and it makes it even easier to see the onus rule at work. We speak is spelt H-A-B-L-A-M-O-S, so it ends in an S, therefore follows the onus rule. The onus rule tells us that words ending in N or S receive the same stress as words ending in a vowel, and so they're stressed on the penultimate, on the next to last syllable. So let's listen to we speak slowed down. So we speak is
hablamos, hablamos.
So there it is, you can hear the stress on the next to last syllable. So try it again yourself. How would you say we speak?
Hablamos. Hablamos.
We speak Spanish.
Hablamos español. Hablamos español.
How would you say I have prepared in Spanish?
He preparado. He preparado.
He has prepared.
Ha preparado. Ha preparado.
She has prepared.
Ha preparado. Ha preparado.
And again, let's go back to I have prepared.
He preparado. He preparado.
How would you say I have prepared, emphasizing I?
Yo he preparado. Yo he preparado.
And what about simply he has, emphasizing he?
Él ha. Él ha.
She has.
Ella ha. Ella ha.
Now again, keep in mind, although I'm saying he has and she has, we are thinking here just about the have that's used for the past tense, not the have for possession, which is quite different and which we've looked at already. So we'll be sticking with the has or have for the past tense for the moment. How would you say you formal have, emphasizing you?
Usted ha. Usted ha.
What is the informal word for you?
Tú. Tú.
And how would you say you have, emphasizing the informal you?
Tú has. Tú has.
So once more, we just add an S when it's the informal. And you informal have without emphasizing you?
Us. Us.
How about, again, without emphasis, you, all of you, the two of you have, or they have?
An. An.
Finally, what would we have be?
Hemos. Hemos.
And again, what is the informal word for you?
Tú. Tú.
And emphasizing you, you have prepared informal?
Tú has preparado. Tú has preparado.
And again, what was the formal word for you.
Usted. Usted.
How about you, more than one of you? What was the word for you there? It was very similar to the formal you, but there was an extra S sound added at some point. What was that?
Ustedes. Ustedes.
So, you, all of you, again emphasizing the you, have prepared the dinner.
Ustedes han preparado la cena. Ustedes han preparado la cena.
Again, what is they have prepared?
Han preparado. Han preparado.
And how would you say she has prepared, emphasizing the word she?
Ella ha preparado. Ella ha preparado.
Now, the word for they, for a group of women, is very similar to the word for she. I suppose it sort of makes sense. If you have one woman, it will be she. But if you have a group of women, it will be something similar. Except, as in English, you'll add an S in the end to show that there is more than one woman, more than one female person doing it. So, again, how would you say she has?
Ella ha. Ella ha.
And how would you say they have, an entirely female group, do you think?
Ellas han. Ellas han.
So, you've changed both the word at the beginning, the she become a they, and the word for have has, of course, become the normal word for have for they. So, without emphasis, how would you say they have prepared the coffee?
Han preparado el café. Han preparado el café.
And now emphasizing that it's a group of women who have prepared it.
Ellas han preparado el café. Ellas han preparado el café.
Now, if you want to emphasize the word they, but it's not an entirely female group, you'll simply swap the A in the word for they. The word for they is spelt E-L-L-A-S. And again, you've got to shift from Maria to Mario, or Roberta to Roberto, or Angela to Angelo. Again, we've seen this before, so the A for they will become an O. So how would you say they have prepared the coffee, an entirely male group or a mixed group? How would you say that?
Ellos han preparado el café. Ellos han preparado el café.
So they are very, very similar. There is just an O and an A difference, meaning they. And an easy way to remember it is by going back to she, which again is similar, but it doesn't have the S on the end. Once more, though, in Spanish, normally you will not bother using these. They're only there for emphasis or for clarity. Most of the time, they will not be needed. But it's important to know them in case you do need to make a distinction. So, how would you say they have reserved a table, and it's a male or a mixed group, and you're emphasizing it?
Ellos han reservado una mesa. Ellos han reservado una mesa.
Again, the same, but this time an entirely female group.
Ellas han reservado una mesa. Ellas han reservado una mesa.
Let's check through some of these things again. What is the word for I in Spanish?
Yo. Yo.
He.
Él. Él.
She.
Ella. Ella.
The informal word for you when you're talking to one person.
Tú. Tú.
The formal word for you in Spanish.
Usted. Usted.
The word for you when you're talking to more than one person.
Ustedes. Ustedes.
The word for they for an entirely male group or a mixed group.
Ellos. Ellos.
And they for an entirely female group.
Ellas. Ellas.
How would you say they, an entirely male or mixed group, have decorated the house?
Ellos han decorado la casa. Ellos han decorado la casa.
Let's forget about making an emphasis on these words for a minute and go back to the way they would normally be used or typically be used in Spanish. What is to eat in Spanish?
Comer. Comer.
How would you say, I have eaten?
He comido. He comido.
I have eaten it.
Lo he comido. Lo he comido.
He has eaten it.
Lo ha comido. Lo ha comido.
He has eaten them.
Los ha comido. Los ha comido.
Hopefully you should have found it not too difficult to introduce the word for them here. It goes in exactly the same place as it. How about you informal have eaten them?
Los has comido. Los has comido.
So, at the moment, we're using a word that ends in er, to eat, which is comer, and it's become ido. But of course, for those that end in ar, we have the ado from bravado. So, let's try something else. What is to take in Spanish?
Tomar. Tomar.
And taken?
Tomado. Tomado.
They have taken it.
Lo han tomado. Lo han tomado.
They have taken them.
Los han tomado. Los han tomado.
We have taken them.
Los hemos tomado. Los hemos tomado.
We haven't taken them.
No los hemos tomado. No los hemos tomado.
Finally, let's have one last run through. What is I have, the past tense have, I have?
E. E.
He, she or you formal have?
A. A.
You informal have?
As. As.
You, more than one of you or they have?
An. An.
We have.
Hemos. Hemos.
What is I am going to in Spanish?
Voy a. Voy a.
How would you say I'm going to prepare the coffee?
Voy a preparar el café. Voy a preparar el café.
Now, this is one way to express the future tense in Spanish, just as we would in English, to say something that I'm going to do that. I'm going to prepare the coffee. I'm going to make dinner. And we use this very often in English, just as it's used in Spanish. However, we have an alternative way to express the future tense in English without using going to. We can also say will. For instance, I will prepare the coffee later. I will do it if you want. I will be going on holiday, on vacation, in Spain in 3 months. So we have two different ways to express the future tense in English. One is to use going to, saying things like, he's going to do it later. But you can also use will in English, he will do it later. Now, there is the same in Spanish. There is going to, which we've used a lot of. But there is also a tense that we're going to refer to as will here, if only for ease of use. So, going to we've done and we've looked at that a lot. But we're now going to look at will, which is an additional tense, which is used a lot in Spanish. There tends to be a preference for this will tense in writing in Spanish, but it can also be used just as much in speech. To make the will tense in Spanish is extremely simple. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to borrow the words we've been using in Spanish for the Spanish past tense. So, for instance, what is I have for the Spanish past tense? How would you say I have?
E. E.
Now, you can use this actually to make will in Spanish. You're simply going to borrow it and stick it onto the end of another word, and it will give you a new tense by that simple trick. So, what is, for instance, to visit in Spanish?
Visitar. Visitar.
All you need to do to get the will tense is add that word for have onto the end. So, if you make that into one word, so literally you have to visit, and then add the word for I have straight onto the end of it, that add that sound from I have straight onto the end, what will you get?
Visitaré. Visitaré.
So again, to visit.
Visitar. Visitar.
And I have for the past tense?
E. E.
And again, now stuck together, so it literally is something like, to visit I have. How would you say that?
Visitaré. Visitaré.
Now, in Spanish, that means I will visit. It is literally to visit with I have put on the end. What is to reserve in Spanish?
Reservar. Reservar.
Using the same technique, how would you say I will reserve?
Reservaré. Reservaré.
What is to invite in Spanish?
Invitar. Invitar.
I will invite.
Invitaré. Invitaré.
What is to buy in Spanish?
Comprar. Comprar.
I will buy.
Compraré. Compraré.
And again, what is I will visit?
Visitaré. Visitaré.
What is he has in Spanish?
A. A.
So let's do the same again. So in order to say he will visit, you'll simply stick on the word for he has onto the end of to visit. So how will you say he will visit?
Visitará. Visitará.
She will visit.
Visitará. Visitará.
How would you say you informal have?
As. As.
So to say you informal will visit, again, you'll take to visit and add the word for have for you informal. So how would you say you informal will visit?
Visitarás. Visitarás.
How would you say they will visit?
Visitarán. Visitarán.
And finally, we will visit.
Visitaremos. Visitaremos.
So, with this simple trick, we're able to find an entirely new tense in Spanish. You simply take the appropriate past tense word for have and simply put it on the end of to visit, to invite, to eat. And then you have the new tense, simply by adding this sound onto the end of each word. What is to eat in Spanish?
Comer. Comer.
So, once more, adding the sound of I have on the end, how would you say I will eat?
Comeré. Comeré.
How would you say I will eat with you?
Comeré con usted. Comeré con usted.
I will eat with you later.
Comeré con usted más tarde. Comeré con usted más tarde.
Of course, you don't have to use this tense in order to express the future. For instance, you could instead say, I'm going to eat with you later. How would you say that?
Voy a comer con usted más tarde. Voy a comer con usted más tarde.
How would you say, I'm going to reserve a table?
Voy a reservar una mesa. Voy a reservar una mesa.
How about, I will reserve a table?
Reservaré una mesa. Reservaré una mesa.
How would you say, I'm going to visit Madrid?
Voy a visitar Madrid. Voy a visitar Madrid.
How about, I will visit Madrid?
Visitaré Madrid. Visitaré Madrid.
How about we will visit Madrid?
Visitaremos Madrid. Visitaremos Madrid.
How about they will visit Madrid?
Visitarán Madrid. Visitarán Madrid.
They won't visit Madrid.
No visitarán Madrid. No visitarán Madrid.
How would you say you informal will visit Madrid?
Visitarás Madrid. visitarás Madrid.
How about you won't visit Madrid?
No visitarás Madrid. No visitarás Madrid.
How do you turn it into a question and say, won't you visit Madrid?
No visitarás Madrid. No visitarás Madrid.
Why won't you visit Madrid?
¿Por qué no visitarás Madrid? ¿Por qué no visitarás Madrid?
I would like to know why you won't visit Madrid.
Quisiera saber por qué no visitarás Madrid. Quisiera saber por qué no visitarás Madrid.
So, these endings, these words for have that we're putting on the end, are constant throughout Spanish, and they will allow you to access this future tense in Spanish in a very easy way. So long as you know how to say, I have, he has, she has, you have, they have, and we have, for the past tense in Spanish, you can now also use these, putting them on the end of other words, in order to create a future tense. But that doesn't in any way mean that you can't use going to if you prefer that for the future. But you do need to be aware of this, particularly as it's going to be used by other people, and you're going to find it when you're reading things in Spanish. But as far as speaking goes, feel free to use either and to use which you're more comfortable with. They're both quite useful. How would you say I have prepared in Spanish?
He preparado. He preparado.
How about I have visited?
He visitado. He visitado.
He has prepared.
Ha preparado. Ha preparado.
Now, in Spanish, just as in English, you're not always going to want to use the same tense when you're talking about the past. For instance, in English, sometimes you're going to want to say, I have prepared, but other times you're going to want to say, I prepared. So you may say something like, I prepared it this morning. Or other times you might want to say, I have prepared this sort of thing before. But you'll switch between these tenses in English, just as you will in Spanish. So far we've learnt for the past tense using have, so things like I have prepared, we have visited, we have eaten. But we haven't yet looked at how to say things simply like I prepared or I visited without using have. So you can use both tenses in English. You can use a sort of past tense with have, or talking about the past without have, and the same is possible in Spanish. And to use this other way of talking about the past is very easy in Spanish. We can start by taking a word, again, like preparation. We've already used these words a lot, these words ending in ion, and they're very useful. And what we're going to do with this word ending in ion is, once more, we're going to cut the ation from the end of preparation. And in its place, we're going to add what I like to call the café e. This is the e that's on the end of the word café in English. And this café e is pronounced in the same way it is in English. So we say café, we don't say cafe. So that E on the end has a sort of an A sound in café. So we're going to use this café E and we are going to add it onto what is left after we've cut the ation from preparation. So once the ation is cut off preparation, we're left with P-R-E-P-A-R, a sort of prepar. And we're going to add the café e onto the end of that. How do you think what you would pronounce that word we're left with? So the prepared with the cafe E on the end.
Preparé. Preparé.
In Spanish, that means I prepared. So again, let's try I have prepared.
He preparado. He preparado.
So that's the tense we've explored a lot. But if you don't want to say it with have, if instead of I have prepared, you want to simply say I prepared, again, cut the ation from the end of preparation and in its place add that cafe E. So again, how would you say I prepared?
Preparé. Preparé.
It may be confusing suddenly needing to change between these tenses, but we're going to have quite a bit of practice with them. How would you say, again, using the past tense with have, I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café. He preparado el café.
Now let's go back to the past tense without have. Again, cut off the ation from the end of preparation and in its place add a cafe E. How would you say I prepared the coffee? No have.
Preparé el café. Preparé el café.
Let's take the word decoration now. Cut off the ation and in its place add a cafe E. This will give you I decorated. How would you say I decorated the house?
Decoré la casa. Decoré la casa.
And now let's go back to the past tense with have. I have decorated the house.
He decorado la casa. He decorado la casa.
But I decorated the house.
Decoré la casa. Decoré la casa.
Let's take invitation. Again, let's start with what we're very familiar with. How would you say, I have invited?
He invitado. He invitado.
But now the past tense without have, again, cut off the ation and in its place add a cafe E.
Invité. Invité.
How would you say I invited Paul? Literally, I invited to Paul.
Invité a Paul. Invité a Paul.
How would you say I reserved?
Reservé. Reservé.
How about I reserved a table?
Reservé una mesa. Reservé una mesa.
Make it negative so that it becomes I didn't reserve a table.
No reservé una mesa. No reservé una mesa.
And how would you say, I decorated the house?
Decoré la casa. Decoré la casa.
I invited Paul.
Invité a Paul. Invité a Paul.
Finally, simply, I prepared on its own.
Preparé. Preparé.
To say you prepared or he prepared or she prepared, you do exactly the same thing as you did when you made I prepared. You cut off the ation from the end of preparation, but this time, instead of adding a cafe E on the end, you add an O instead. So it's exactly the same. But instead of adding a cafe E, you add an O. Let's try first again, one more time. What was I prepared?
Preparé. Preparé.
Now, instead of ending in that cafe E, it is instead going to end with an O. So how would you say he prepared?
Preparó. Preparó.
She prepared.
Preparó. Preparó.
She prepared the coffee.
Preparó el café. Preparó el café.
How would you say you prepared?
Preparó. Preparó.
How about you decorated?
Decoró. Decoró.
You decorated the house.
Decoró la casa. Decoró la casa.
You invited Paul.
Invitó a Paul. Invitó a Paul.
Again, keep in mind that you're just cutting off the ation. For instance, for invitation, you're cutting off the ation and adding an O in its place. How would you say she invited Paul?
Invitó a Paul. Invitó a Paul.
She reserved a table.
Reservó una mesa. Reservó una mesa.
So again, for this past tense without have, obviously you don't need the word have for it because you're simply saying she reserved a table. Of course, if you want to say she has reserved a table, that's different. How would you say that? She has reserved a table.
Ha reservado una mesa. Ha reservado una mesa.
And now simply, she reserved a table.
Reservó una mesa. Reservó una mesa.
To say you in formal prepared, again, we do exactly the same thing, more or less. We cut off the ation from the end of preparation, but this time, instead of adding e or o, instead, we will add
aste. Aste.
So, once again, let's take preparation, cut off the ation, and then at the end, you're going to add
aste. Aste.
So how would you say you informal prepared?
Preparaste. Preparaste.
You prepared the coffee.
Preparaste el café. Preparaste el café.
You decorated the house.
Decoraste la casa. Decoraste la casa.
You invited Paul.
Invitaste a Paul. Invitaste a Paul.
You reserved a table.
Reservaste una mesa. Reservaste una mesa.
So again, how would you say I prepared?
Preparé. Preparé.
You formal prepared.
Preparó. Preparó.
You informal prepared.
Preparaste. Preparaste.
So, in order to use this tense effectively in Spanish, you simply need to know which ending to put on. And you'll get used to that through practice. So one more time. How would you say I reserved?
Reservé. Reservé.
He, she, or you formal reserved.
Reservó. Reservó.
You informal reserved.
Reservaste. Reservaste.
Now, in order to say you, all of you, prepared, or they prepared, which again is the same, once more, you do exactly the same as you've already done. Cut off the ation from the end of preparation, but this time, instead of adding the e or the o or the aste, you will instead add
aron. Aron.
So, how would you say you, meaning all of you, prepared?
Prepararon. Prepararon.
How about they prepared?
Prepararon. Prepararon.
They prepared the coffee.
Prepararon el café. Prepararon el café.
They decorated the house.
Decoraron la casa. Decoraron la casa.
They invited Paul.
Invitaron a Paul. Invitaron a Paul.
Finally, they reserved a table.
Reservaron una mesa. Reservaron una mesa.
So once more, how would you say I reserved?
Reservé. Reservé.
He, she, or you formal reserved.
Reservó. Reservó.
You informal reserved.
Reservaste. Reservaste.
You, meaning all of you or the lot of you, or they reserved.
Reservaron. Reservaron.
Finally, in order to say we prepared, once more you go through exactly the same process, cut off the ation from the end of preparation, but this time you're going to add
amos. Amos.
So how would you say we prepared?
Preparamos. Preparamos.
We prepared the coffee.
Preparamos el café. Preparamos el café.
We decorated the house.
Decoramos la casa. Decoramos la casa.
We invited Paul.
Invitamos a Paul. Invitamos a Paul.
We reserved a table.
Reservamos una mesa. Reservamos una mesa.
So, again, how would you say I invited Paul?
Invité a Paul. Invité a Paul.
He, she, or you invited Paul.
Invitó a Paul. Invitó a Paul.
You, informal, invited Paul.
Invitaste a Paul. Invitaste a Paul.
You, meaning the two of you, both of you, all of you, or they invited Paul.
Invitaron a Paul. Invitaron a Paul.
Finally, we invited Paul.
Invitamos a Paul. Invitamos a Paul.
Now, these endings are not necessarily always the easiest to remember, so feel free to go back over this until you feel comfortable. It's something that will take a little time to sink in, but it's nothing to worry about, as it isn't essentially particularly complicated in any way. So again, what is to speak in Spanish?
Hablar. Hablar.
Now, I'm going to use another grammatical term here, but I want to make sure we're all clear on what it means, because I've heard it frequently used by people, but in classrooms where the students aren't necessarily clear on what it means. The term is verb, a verb. Now, there's various ways to define what a verb is. Often people say it's a doing word. What I'm going to say, though, in order to make the definition a bit clearer, is that if you can put one or more of the following words directly in front of another word and have it make sense, then that word that follows it is a verb. And the words I'm talking about